now more of Inside Central Oregon.
Hi, it's Dave Clemens. I'm talking to my friend Ray Soley. He's the executive director for the Tower Theater. And this year, he will be leaving the Tower Theater. He'll still be a member.
Oh, yeah. And I'll still go to shows and I'll still be here in town. Yeah,
are you a lifelong member? Is that automatic?
They haven't said that yet. And I'm not sure that I don't know that I want to accept that. I'd rather go and be a real life patron and not be some kind of special VIP. I like to go and I like to go to the theater and see shows.
Okay. And speaking of, you've probably seen a lot of great shows. You've seen me on stage. You were blessed with that.
You told stories to the kids at Tower Christmas.
That's right. That's
it's legendary.
Yeah. A little bit of comedy.
Yeah,
the comedy
awesome.
Shows.
Yeah.
And I know I have some wonderful memories of some things that I've done at the Tower Theater. You must just have a plethora of amazing memories at the Tower Theater.
Yeah, it's ironic in that if somebody says, what was that show that was at the theater last Thursday? I have no recollection of that. We do 200 some odd days a year of performances, and it's with a really great staff, and it's sometimes hard to remember because you're so focused on what's coming up next. Like I can tell you the next two shows that we're doing, but coming up in February and then in March we have a film festival celebrating the 85th anniversary of the theater. So those things are top of mind. Going back over 16 years, there's one thing I want to do is I want to get a spreadsheet and put in every act that I've booked even before I moved here from Torrance, California. And I would like for my own benefit to see that list and then have it on some Excel spreadsheet so I can move things around by date or by genre or
sure.
by name or something
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Just to see, and it's not that the number is, I think the number's pretty, it's a lot. I mean, it's been a lot of acts. But the idea of there's been a couple of shows I've booked twice or three times. But in most cases, it's been taking advantage of a moment when a person is in town, like Timothy B. Schmidt or Vince Gill or Naomi or Wynonna Judd. Happened to be in the area, we could grab them, and they were on their way to a bigger gig in a larger city, but they had a Wednesday or Thursday night available, so we would grab them. So it's been those kinds of moments. I do have a couple of, one favorite is ironically one of the very first shows I booked and staged and presented was, of all people, Ed Asner as FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Really?
He doesn't look at all like Frank Delano Roosevelt, right? I mean, that's nothing. And he didn't do the accent or anything else. But he loved a piece of work that was about FDR, and he did it as a one-man show. And it was wonderful, sold-out show. It was a great way to start my tenure at the Tower. And as he left the building that night, he turned, looked out at the theater from the stage and said, "Take care of my theater for me, okay?"
Really?
All of a sudden, if there can be a performer and an artist who takes pride and takes a personal ownership in a program and in a theater where he didn't necessarily have to be there. It was just a wonderful moment. And it reminds you that there are ways that you can connect with artists, not just having a selfie taken or having an autograph or something like that. So, but there have been, and then there was Bruce Hornsby who didn't want to do any kind of meet and greet or meet with anybody, but he had somebody in the audience that was there that he wanted to see. So I remember looking up after the show and looked up at the stage and he's peering out from behind the curtain, just to, cracking the curtain open just a little bit to see, is my friend out there? I don't want anybody else to see me. There are probably more stories in my brain than I can possibly inventory. So I'll be doing some of that over the next couple of months.
You invited me to introduce Marty Stewart.
Yes.
And for me, that was huge. I'm like, Marty Stewart, I hadn't done much of the Tower yet.
Right.
And I got there and I went, wow, this is an intimate venue.
Yeah.
Being in the
yeah.
crowd.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember this, but I stood backstage off in the wings or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And through the entire show, Marty Stewart kept talking to me. He'd say, we did this one in Nashville. Ain't that right, Dave? And I'm like, yeah. Pay attention to the people out there.
Don't, That's right.
You know? And I just remember thinking, every single thing that I did at the Tower Theater after that felt super intimate.
Yeah, yeah,
that,
it
what
is.
What a neat thing.
You're, yeah, you're 30, 40 feet away from some star on the stage. And I remember the Marty Stewart show, and we've tried to get him back, and we came really close this year to having him return, but he decided to have another routing through the Northwest. But I remember that particular show that you introduced. You're watching this show, and it feels as if you're watching a music video. It is so good, so perfect, so note for note. And then you realize, no, they're doing this live. They're doing this in front of you.
Yeah.
And they're nailing it. That's the moment where live theater really does transcend any other format that's out there, whether it's streaming or video or radio or even, I shouldn't say radio, I should say, I'll say recorded materials in advance.
Sure, sure.
But I did, yeah, that was a great show. And you've done several different intros of a lot of different people for the radio station and for us. And I remember even Jody Messina early on came and did a show, now people are doing it all the time, where it's basically her and a guitar and maybe a piano player, and she the request was, I want a couch on stage and a coffee table. I want it to feel like, you know, a living room. And that's really what the tower has become to a lot of people. We for a long time were calling it Ben's living room. We stopped calling it a living room after the pandemic, when people were going, I want to be anywhere but a living room.
I've been in a living room long enough.
Get me out of here.
Right.
But that there is that sense. There is that sense of being up close and personal. And if the artist will embrace that and maybe do a solo piece or do an acoustic moment or break away from the microphone or engage the audience a little bit, it really does turn into a community.
I saw, what's that guy's name? Pity? That clown guy.
Puddles Pity Party.
Yes.
Puddles Pity Party.
Were you at that show?
No, but I have seen him, yes, repeatedly.
When he started, he was great, and I didn't tell my wife what it was about. Oh, so we sit down.
Did she know she was going?
I mean, she knew she was going to a show, but she didn't know who this guy is.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
And so for the listener that doesn't know, he's dressed as a clown, and he has a beautiful voice.
Yeah, operatic.
Great singer.
Yeah.
And so we sit down, and he comes out, and my wife's like, you took me to a clown show? Like, yes, I did. And I don't know if you know this, but he went through and he shook hands with every single person in that audience before he started the show.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, well, you can't do that anywhere else.
No.
This is the place right here.
I know. And there was one show, I was either Peter Yarrow or John McEwen, that were both, they were both in the lobby before the show shaking hands. And then during intermission, they went back out into the lobby to hang out and shake hands. And that's rare, but it's not totally uncommon.
Sure, sure. That's cool. We need to take another break, Ray. When we come back, I want to talk about, what is it called, a writer? When you're given like a list of requests of what they need for their...
the tech and hospitality writer, R-I-D-E-R, yes.
All right, let's talk about that when when we come back and talk a little more about this exciting time for you and retiring from the Tower Theater after 16 years, talking to my friend Ray Sully, the executive director of the Tower Theater, for just a little bit longer.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.